Any of the following species may be found in Discovery Lab, but not all of the species will be in the exhibit at all times.
The American lobster, Homerus americanus, can grow to 3 feet in length and weigh as much as 45 pounds. They're found from Labrador to Virginia, subtidally, from shallow water to the edge of the continental shelf. The largest lobsters are found at the edge of the continental shelf. They catch live prey as well as scavenge, and even eat each other when kept in close quarters.
The common periwinkle, Littorina littorea. This is a gastropod, found in the intertidal zone from Labrador to Maryland. They are commonly found on rocks and wharves, and can grow up to 1.25 inches in length. They are herbivores, feeding mostly on algae.
The channeled whelk, Bisicotypus canaliculatus, is also a gastropod. The channeled whelk is found mainly from Cape Cod to the Gulf of Mexico and inhabits the lower intertidal to subtidal zones down to about 60 feet. They are common along bays and ocean beaches. This is a large whelk with channeled sections. Adults have squared-shouldered whorls and a yellowish opening. They can grow up to 8 inches in length.
The green crab, Carcinus maenas. This is a true crab, found from New Jersey to Nova Scotia in intertidal to subtidal zones. Unknown north of Cape Cod in the 19th century, this species is now probably the most common New England shore crab, at least as far north as the Bay of Fundy. It can tolerate salinity as low as 4 parts per thousand. Typical ocean salinity is 35 parts per thousand. The green crab is named for the color of its carapace, though not all are green. The green crab can grow up to 3 inches in length.
The flat-clawed hermit crab, Pagurus policarus. This hermit crab is found at sandy bottoms from the shallow water to 150 feet. It has a broad, flat main claw. Hermit crabs are pink in color and will grow up to a 1.75-inch carapace. Mainly found from Cape Cod to Texas in shallow waters along ocean beaches, these hermit crabs can also be found in bays and estuaries. It is the largest hermit crab, usually occupying moon snail and whelk shells.
The long-clawed hermit crab, Pagurus longicarpus, live in similar habitats as flat claw crabs, but can be found as far north as Nova Scotia. These crabs tend to live in small snail shells, such as oyster drills and periwinkles. They are the most abundant hermit crab in the Atlantic. Its individual growth and population size is greatly dependent on shell availability.
The horseshoe crab, Limulus polyphemus. Despite their name, horseshoe crabs are not true crabs. Because they do not have antennae, they have 2 body segments instead of 3, and they have 10 pairs of legs instead of 8 pairs of legs and a pair of claws. As an arachnid, the horseshoe crab is more closely related to scorpions and spiders than to crabs. They're found from Bar Harbor, Maine to the Gulf of New Mexico in intertidal to subtidal zones down to 75 feet in depth. Females reach 2 feet in length, including the tail spike. Males are smaller than females. The tail, called the telson, is not used as a weapon, but the crab does use it to turn itself over when upside down, by digging the telson into the seafloor. Horseshoe crabs can swim upside down, but spend most of their time rummaging through the sand and mud for worms and mollusks to eat. They are known as living fossils due to the fact that there are fossil specimens approximately 230 million years old that are nearly identical to present-day horseshoe crabs. The Atlantic horseshoe crab has no fossil record, but the genus, Limulus, dates back approximately 20 million years.
The Jonah crab, Cancer borealis. This is a true crab, found from Nova Scotia to Florida in subtidal to progressively deeper water to 2,620 feet. One of the most common shallow water crabs in New England, they are mainly yellow with red or purple-brown freckles and can grow up to 6.25 inches wide.
The rock crab, Cancer irroratus. This is a true crab found on rocky areas intertidally to 2,600 feet from the Arctic to South Carolina. Often confused with a Jonah crab, The rock crab has 9 teeth, either broad and smooth or rough and jagged, depending on its diet.
The spider crab, Libanea emarginata. This is a true crab, found from Nova Scotia to the Gulf of Mexico, and is common on all types of sea bottoms, from the shoreline in bays and inlets to subtidal areas, to depths of 410 feet. Brown to dull yellow in color, with a spiny shell that can grow to 4 inches, spider crabs have a leg span of as much as 1 foot and are slow moving.
The waved whelk, Buccinum undatum. The whelk's shell is a dirty gray, while the animal is white with black markings. It grows to about 4 inches long. They're found from the Arctic to New Jersey, from low tide line to 600 feet. It is a scavenger that will feed on lobster bait or any dead material it finds.